Then we had Christmas in Cushman Island.
Yeah, that we had hot
meal. We had Christmas in the snow. It was like a hay wagon, a flatbed hay wagon, standing up, but we still had Christmas dinner.
Yeah, that was a that was a living area there.
You didn't expect it then. Even Colonel Kojorski, even he mentioned that at the presentation at Knox in 88.
It was a small little village alongside the road. You know, the houses were close together.
He was in Kirchen,
and there was a road split, and there was a church in the middle of the road. So we all went to Mass that morning. And the church was full of the little town. It was a small village, but the town people were there, and we were all in there. And then about, I think it was around 10 o'clock, around that time, we all came out of the church and went back towards the house where our tanks were tied up. And the next thing, a plane, American plane, fighter plane, comes down about maybe 100 feet off the damn roadway, shooting the shit out of everything, and he knocked that church apart. And everybody had just left. Then, he came back down again, doing the same thing, and they came down again, doing the same thing. So we moved some tanks up. There was a ridge on the right, long field, and there was woods at the top of it. So we backed some tanks up there along the woods, about three or four of them, and we waited for that son of a bitch. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he came down again, right about 100 feet. And we could look right into the plane, and I remember I ran a 50 shooting at it, and the plane, the bullets went right straight through the fuselage, right along the side of the plane. It didn't hit the pilot, but there was a low ceiling at the time. And the plane smoked and started to turn over and headed right up into the, out of sight into the clouds. And the next thing we see, a parachute coming down. And the guys jumped in the Jeep. They went up to pick him up. And I'll be damned, it was an American major who thought that we were Germans, because he couldn't see the Czar River up ahead, and he had crossed another river, and he thought that he had crossed the Czar. He was lucky he wasn't hurt. Friendly fire killed a lot of guys. Well, yeah. Today they call it friendly fire. Back then, I guess we called it accident.
I can remember that when you mentioned about the church, the priest said a mass with the fingers cut off the gloves. He was saying mass with the gloves. It was so cold.